Good morning and thank you for coming, everyone. My name is Deborah McPherson. I'm president of the BC Nurses Union, and we're here to talk about emergency room care in the province of British Columbia. Before we start, I'd just like to introduce the nurses who will be speaking to you today. We have Melanie Lekovic, who is co-chair of our Simon Fraser region, and she's an emergency room nurse at Burnaby General Hospital on my left. Irma Verdi, who's a steward at Victoria General Hospital, to my far left.
That's my right, yeah.
Bernie Wright, who is a float nurse at Penticton Regional Hospital. Joe Taylor from Nanaimo General Hospital. And Will Offley, an emergency room nurse at Vancouver General. Am I missing someone?
No,
that's it. That's it, okay. you would have heard during this morning's speeches that one of the things the nurses in this province have been very concerned about now for a number of years is the congestion in the emergency rooms, its impact on their ability to provide quality care, and of course, its impact on the patients themselves. For too long, they've been looking after people in nooks and crannies and corridors. For too long, they've been holding people overnight on stretcher beds while they are waiting for in-house admit beds. And patients and families are growing frustrated and sometimes acting out that frustration on the nurses themselves. These nurses have come together as a group and made recommendations to the health authority, and those recommendations have not really gone too far. We are hoping, however, that the nurses' top 10 recommendations for changes will in fact grab hold, get some traction out there, and that policymakers in this province will start to listen to the voice of our frontline registered nurses in the emergency rooms. I'm going to start by introducing you again to Melanie Lekovic, who will start off the presentation today. Melanie?
Good morning. As Deborah has said, I'm the regional co-chair of the Simon Fraser region for the BC Nurses Union. I am an emergency nurse from Burnaby Hospital, and I'm the nurse representative on the Fraser Health Authority's Emergency Services Clinical Practice and Delivery Team. We are here today to bring forward the nurses' agenda for the upcoming election. Many parts of this agenda can link directly to the emergency crisis that has been occurring across the province, including highlighted by the recent tragic events that occurred at Surrey Memorial Hospital. It is very sad that it took this incident to get government's attention and willingness to move on the emergency crisis. Emergency nurses from across the Fraser Health Authority have been reporting and documenting their concerns about patient and nurse safety since 2003. A formal presentation was made to the Fraser Health Authority Board in the spring of 2004 with concrete recommendations that we thought were quite workable by emergency room nurses. Seeing no changes being made and a quickly deteriorating situation, the nurses followed up with a presentation including recommendations to the Provincial Health Services Board. The Provincial Health Services was asked to intervene and enforced recommendations that they themselves had proposed to the health authorities. There were both short-term and long-term recommendations proposed. Nurses were told that the Provincial Health Services Board, who is the governing board of the emergency services in this province, had no mandate to enforce, only to recommend. So, given this, the Provincial Health Services directed the nurses to speak with the Ministry of Health. And we did attempt to speak with them, and that meeting never took place. In fact, the minister publicly stated at that time that he didn't have time to meet with special groups. Last week, chairs from the Fraser Health Authority met with MLA Randy Hawes, who is in fact chair of the Health Committee for the province. Mr. Hawes committed to meeting with emergency nurses during this legislative session, along with 25 other MLAs to hear our concerns. As well, Mr. Hawes committed to bring the nurses' top 10 list of concerns to the legislature and the Minister of Health. So at this time, I'd like to go over the nurses' top 10 solutions to the emergency crisis. The first one is to impose a moratorium on the closure of long-term care beds. A total of 1,300 acute care beds and another 4,000 long-term care beds have been closed provincially since 2002. Public comments have been recently made that there is a net increase in the number of Fraser Health Authority beds since the closure of St. Mary's Hospital. This is not true. At the very least, we would request that any government in power would close no further beds, although that even would not be enough. Number two, construct at least 1,000 new long-term care residential beds, not including assisted living or supportive housing beds, by the end of 2006. Although population growth rate in the Fraser Health Authority is about 7.5%, the over 65 growth rate is in fact 25%. The acuity of patients in long-term cares is increasing. Today we see patients with tube feeds, tracheostomy care, and even dialysis getting cared for in our long-term care facilities. These are the facilities where registered nurses are being pulled out of, and the level of care is deteriorating. Not all seniors can be served by assisted living accommodation. It is these seniors with complex needs that wait in acute care hospital beds, gridlocking our emergency rooms, and backing up patients with acute illnesses who sit in the waiting room, waiting to be seen. Number three is increased access to community health services, especially for seniors, such as home support and home nursing care. Create geriatric assessment teams in each emergency room, outpatient clinics for non-emergent conditions, and transitional and acute rehabilitation units funded by Medicare. There has been significant cuts to home support and home nursing care at a time when, considering the closure of long-term care beds, services should have been augmented and support seniors in their own homes. At Peace Arch Hospital, there was creation of a geriatric team, which would assess and plan care for elderly clients while they were in emergency. And this has proved very successful, and we would like to see a plan like that rolled out in other emergencies. Non-urgent programs such as IV outpatient therapy need to be relocated out of emergency departments to a more appropriate place. Transitional care beds are key to allowing time for debilitated elderly patients to be assessed and either safely returned home or relocated to appropriate housing. Number four, improve inpatient and outpatient services for mental health patients. Many times psychiatric patients remain in emergency departments for several days at a time with no counseling in the midst of a busy and noisy department. This can't be good for them. Number five, ensure addiction and substance abuse counseling is available. The 10 additional beds that have been touted as to be opened and planned to be opened in the Surrey area don't even come close to providing what the need is, what the real need is. Number six, implement workable decongest and disaster plans for every emergency room and acute care hospital. A decongest plan is implemented when gridlock situations occur in the emergency department, and there must be a workable plan in place that just doesn't look good on paper, but that can actually be utilized when staff have urgent situations where the admitted numbers of patients just don't move. These patients need to be moved to overflow areas where they can appropriately be cared for to allow the incoming patients into emergency to be looked after. As well, many of the emergencies, in fact most, have no workable disaster plans. With the centralizing of services in each health authority, the plans were never outdated, and the fan-out lists actually have nurses who have quit or in fact even died. The number seven is provide for a safe and healthy workplace for nurses, enforcing zero tolerance to violence against healthcare workers. With the increased ER waits and frustration by patients and families, there is inevitably increased violence. Violence is the number two cause of injury to healthcare workers. Number eight, develop ongoing nurse mentorship and new grad programs to support and retain nurses. Continue to provide 100% funded ER specialty training and education for nurses, and ensure senior nurses have access to ongoing continuing education and upgrading. New grad mentorship programs are extremely valuable in solidifying practice. What has been discussed in the Fraser Health Authority, for instance, is a new grad supernumerary program where a new grad would be hired for a one-year period, move around to different areas of the province, different areas of the hospital to solidify their practice, and they would be extra, so they would be supernumerary. And what this does is not only solidify practice, but the nurse is welcomed into that facility and is much more likely to stay, so the retention factor will be much higher. Number nine, create more regular nursing positions to provide for vacation and sick requirements, reducing reliance on overtime. Explore the use of nurse practitioners in specific areas of the emergency, such as the fast track, where non-urgent patients, such as those with cuts and sprains, are treated. Surrey Emerge has some of the greatest amount of overtime in the entire Fraser Health Authority. Emergency rooms all fall within the top 20% of overtime and casual hour use, but Surrey ranks among the highest on that list. So really, for this problem at Surrey, the Fraser Health Authority should be posting full-time positions immediately as an immediate solution to the problem. Number 10, appoint a frontline nurse representative on all ER clinical decision-making teams across the health authorities and provincially. Although this proposal was to include frontline nurses and was made to the Provincial Health Services last year at our presentation, it is our understanding that most health authorities don't even have functional committees in place. And to the best of our understanding, I think I'm the only nurse representative in the province that sits on any high-level committee, and I think that's quite disgusting. Nurses from across the province will now talk about the impact of the ER crisis in their community. So I would defer to them now to continue.
So we'll hear from Joe Taylor from Nanaimo.